The Road to Wigan Pier by George Orwell. Publisher's note. The Road to Wigan Pier was first published in England in 1937. It was commissioned by the Left Book Club, which flourished in the 30s. The aim of the club, according to one of its brochures, which reflects the temper of the time, was to help in the terribly urgent struggle for world peace and a better social and economic order, and against fascism, by giving to all who are determined to play their part in this struggle such knowledge as will immensely increase their efficiency. Members of the club received each month a book selected by a board of editors made up of Victor Golans, Harold Lasky, and John Strachey. The book selected was issued in a special format and sold to members at the low price of 2 shillings and 6p. In 1937, the club claimed more than 38,000 members. The board of editors asked George Orwell to write a documentary report on conditions among the unemployed in the north of England. He carried out this assignment, though he wrote about people who were still working as well as about the unemployed. In the latter part of the book, however, he went on to discuss, from his own socialist but highly individual point of view, what he considered to be wrong with socialism and socialists. Orwell delivered the manuscript to Victor Golans, and then went to Spain to observe and take part in the Civil War, which was then in its second year. The Road to Wigan Pier was duly published by Victor Golans, Incorporated, under the auspices of the Left Book Club, with a foreword by Mr. Golans, who had noted, as he himself writes, "well over 100 minor passages about which I thought I should like to argue with Orwell." This foreword is included in the present first...